When you talk about Lane Johnson right now, I mean, I just saw his college coach, Bobby Stoops, the past week. He's still talking about when he was a quarterback coming out of junior college, you know, and then he was a tight end. He's only started 25 games at offensive tackle. I think he's still learning. But I think his athletic ability is simply what got him drafted with the fourth pick in the draft, and it's supreme. And this is going to require this offense and the way that they're going to run the ball, it requires a very athletic tackle. I mean, you take Jason Peters and Lane Johnson, it could be the most athletic set of tackles in the league. And that's going to be the foundation to this team. If this offensive line plays well, this team will play well. They'll run the ball well. They'll dictate tempo. And so I think Lane Johnson's a key ingredient right here. Jeff Stoutland's got his work cut out because he's got to get him ready for NFL play here in a short period of time. I believe week one against the Washington Redskins, he's going to be the starting right tackle provided he's healthy. Zach Ertz comes from Stanford, which was a tight end-based offense. They had three on the field almost every single snap as blockers, receivers, play-action passes, shifting back and forth. I mean, Zach Ertz is going to be a big part of what this offense does. And let's face it, Chip Kelly got a chance to see Zach Ertz for the last 3 years at Stanford. He knows what he can do firsthand because he's seen him on film in college. He's projected him to the NFL. And I think Zach Ertz is going to have an immediate impact to this team. And he's going to be on the field a great deal from the very beginning. Now, the thing about Benny Logan is, you know, he wore number 18, you know, when he was at LSU, which was basically the humanitarian number. I mean, who was the best all-around player off the field, on the field? Benny Logan's got character. But whether it's a 3-4 or 4-3, this entire league right now is about getting to your nickel front as quickly as you can. That means your four best pass rushers on the field, your best cover people on the field. And that's where Benny Logan is going to get an opportunity, I believe, from the very beginning to rush inside, possibly with Fletcher Cox to be the two inside guys. What they liked about him was his ability to penetrate at LSU. In a very good defensive front in the premier conference in college football, Benny Logan came off the football. He looked like an aircraft carrier taking off. He was low. He rises up to his man. He's got inside push, and that's what you need. You need somebody to push the pocket inside so that the Peyton Mannings, Eli Mannings of the world just can't step up and be able to locate their target. You want them to step up into a body that has been pressing the pocket. Matt Barkley is such an interesting guy because for the last 8 years, he's been the undisputed leader of his football team. At Mater Dei, in Los Angeles, at USC, I mean, he was the starter from day one. He knows how to lead. He knows how to prepare. I think he's a good decision maker. Does he have the arm strength right now, or is his arm going to get stronger because he's still young and developing? Does he get a chance because of default? I just think Matt Barkley will be on this roster every day. He's going to absorb. He's going to learn. He's going to be ready to apply. He's never been in a position where he's had to do mental reps. He's always been the guy. So it's going to be an adjustment for Matt Barkley to maybe sit back and watch for a while before he gets his opportunity. But this is a guy that was born to play the position. So I think eventually, down the road, whenever, Matt Barkley is going to be in the mix.